I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC original podcast.
Hey, this is Lou. Just a quick heads up. There's a little bit of language in this episode that might not be appropriate for all listeners.
From CBC, this is Love Me, a show about the messiness of human connection. We're busy putting together season two, which we're very excited about, and we'll be launching in a couple months. But in the meantime, we wanted to share something a little bit different with you. It's an episode from a new Stitcher Premium series by Love Me producers Mira Burt-Wintonik and Crystal Duhaime, and it's called Pen Pals. This episode features Paul Rust and Noelle Wells as a famous pair of star-crossed lovers. We hope you like it. Here it is, Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Damn it, stupid autocorrect. Hey, where the hell are you, Romeo? Tried calling but barely getting reception. Literally had to climb Mountain of Skulls to get like even one bar for texting. You getting anything?
Juliet! Hey, sunshine. OMG. Can't believe you were only faking being dead when I found you in the crypt. Never got the email about the plan you all cooked up.
My bad.
The poison I took tasted like fart juice. But when you woke up and saw me dead and stabbed yourself keeling over my still warm body, smiley face with hearts for eyes emoji. Watched recap on the in-flight entertainment system coming up. They didn't even charge for headphones.
What do you mean, flight?
Reclining massage seats, hot eucalyptus towels. And you know how I love me some cucumber eye masks. Gotta cool those lids. And guess who I sat next to? Prince! Who knew dying could be so glam?
LOL, yeah, real glam. My Greyhound's AC broke down and somehow every seat was right next to a toilet. Can hardly wait to see your dumb face. Come meet me next to the giant gargoyle, you know, the one that looks like Margaret Thatcher? Oh wait, that is Margaret Thatcher.
How about we meet under the rainbow tree in the middle of the courtyard instead? Be there in 10? Oh, it just started raining chocolate sprinkles. Again! This place is the best.
Okay, climbing down from this stupid bone pile, rounding corner of pig farm, walking past screaming souls wading through river of their own blood. Wait, did you say tree? But there are no trees here. And pretty sure that's not chocolate raining from the sky. Oh, no. Oh, you don't think. Where the fuck for art thou, Romeo?
Heaven! You?
Welcome to hell. Roaming charges are $99 billion per second.
Oh, come on.
Text messages, 50 cents. Track your data usage at burninginhellforeternity.com. Oh, and abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Juliet? You there? Juliet? Jujube? Julie Bat? Juicy Jules?
Romeo, you there? Finally figured out this nightmare of a Verizon package.
Hey, light of my afterlife, my son. How you holding up down there?
Ugh, the seventh layer of hell is the worst. I'm sharing a ratty two-bedroom with this freak Freddy Krueger, eyeing fucking Rand and a group of ladies who call themselves the Real Housewives of Inferno. The house reeks of vodka and stale dreams, and it's a real hassle to get any time in the bathroom.
What? Sorry to hear that, babe. But guess what? Ran into my pal Mercutio at the Pop-Tart buffet this morning. Some dude on his ultimate team got his wife to come up to heaven through some sort of visa or something.
Seriously? Good thing we got hitched when we did. I'll go to the immigration office first thing tomorrow. Everything's shut down here today for a big welcome parade. Another dictator must have died or something.
Parade, huh? I gotta say, hell sounds pretty dope, IMHO. I mean, at least there's no fire and brimstone like they warned us about at Verona High. I knew that was just a bunch of BS to scare us out of sucking face behind the bleachers. Eggplant emoji.
No brimstone, but it's still pretty nasty. The only person who doesn't actively spew insults at me is our neighbor Candace. She's here for killing her cheating husband with a croc shoe. Do you have any idea how many times you'd have to hit someone with a croc to cause death?
Shocked face emoji.
I'm seriously gonna lose my mind down here. I've never felt so alone. Crying emoji.
Hang in there, boo. Look, you see the moon? If ever you're feeling like you just can't cope, look up and remember, I'll be looking down at the top half, even from billions of miles away.
Yeah, I see it. It's full. Kind of pretty from here in its infernal glow. Anyway, it's getting late. I should go claim one of the sofa beds before I get stuck bunking with Freddy and his wandering fingers. Everyone at the apartment is getting pretty sick of him creeping into our dreams. Like, dude, get some other hobbies already.
Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Morrow?
This dude Shakespeare has been teaching me some hip-hop rhymes. You like?
Eye roll emoji. Kissy face emoji. Love you, Roro.
Hey, Sunshine. How'd it go today?
You get the visa?
Ugh, I wish. They said I'll have to get my passport stamped in all 7 levels of hell before any sort of ascension can take place. It could take a whole month. Ro? Ro?
Sorry. Didn't hear the text come in. They got the perpetual Enya soundtrack cranked to 11 up here. A month? That's like forever. Let me grease JC's palm a bit. See if he can put in a word with his pops and speed things up. He's out of town this weekend at a surfing tournament over in Paradise Beach, but you know what? I'll hit him up when he gets back. Dude doesn't even need a board. Just hovers over the water. Gotta go, boo. Tupac's playing a show at the Pearly Gates, and I want to scarf down this pizza pocket before it gets cold.
OMFG, everything here is gluten-free. And Freddy has a peanut allergy, so we can't keep anything fun in the house.
Oh, I wish I was there with you. We'd make our own fun in the house, if you know what I mean. Like that night I climbed in your balcony window. Oh, getting a boner just thinking about it. What are you wearing, by the way?
My standard issue orange jumpsuit.
Hot.
LOL, you're such a goof.
Yeah, but I'm your goof. Good night, Sunshine.
Morning, Ro. Just getting on the bus to Gluttony, the 6th level of hell, to get this whole visa thing rolling. Turning off my phone for a bit to save the battery, but we'll check in later, hubby. Oh my god, still feels weird to call you that.
Safe trip, XOXO. Love ya, wifey.
Welcome to the 6th level of hell, fatso. Leave the donuts at the door. Baby got back. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Baby got
Hey,
back.
Ro. Just checked into my Airbnb. It's nothing like the pics. Give me a call when you get a chance.
Shoot, can't. Used up all my long distance minutes. Spent all day chatting with Elvis, who lives over in Cloud 9.
The king is up there? Huh. Kind of thought he might be down here in Gluttony.
You get your visa stamp?
Yeah, I had to win a hot dog eating contest to get it. Have a crazy tummy ache now, but it was worth it. Candace, the Crocs killer, gave me a chest bump for not bulimiaing out and sticking my finger down my throat, but then the chest bump itself made me heave all over the place.
Lol. Wish I could have been there to see that.
Ugh, I miss you so much, I could just die all over again.
Ugh, it's torture being away from you two. Although they do make it kind of impossible to be depressed up here in paradise, you know? Sometimes I just want to climb into my 100,000 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets and sulk my day away. But then Gandhi shows up with a YouTube video of a pug puppy and a baby chick becoming best friends with an adorable three-legged goat.
OMG, I love Gandhi. So gels. Really dreading heading to level 5 tomorrow. It's for people who've committed sins of vanity, and Candace says you go up 2 sizes of Spanx and break out in pimples the second you cross the border.
Well, even the pussiest of pimples couldn't make you ugly. Wish you were here, so we could Netflix and chill like old times. You see that moving shadow up there on the moon?
You mean the eclipse?
Nah, that's me doing my sexy moon dance, just for you.
Welcome to level 5, you ugly piece of shit. You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain, you're so vain. Probably think this song is about you, don't you?
Hey, boo. You up?
Yeah, just binging on Beneath the Clouds. It's this reality show where you get to spy on people down on Earth. Damn, folks be messed up. How was your day, Sunshine?
FML, it is so depressing. There are mirrors everywhere with overweight women making sad noises while they're forced to try on ill-fitting jeans. The ground is covered with long blonde hair, and a bald Joan Rivers keeps running around trying to scoop it all up. Plus, my hotel's smack in the middle of this athletic field full of ladies doing push-ups all day, only to have their underarm fat grow flabbier and flabbier. It's so Sisyphean, not to mention a little sexist. Everyone down here is a woman. And not just in this level. You know, I'm starting to think you ending up in heaven has less to do with you being a Montague and more with me being a girl.
Huh? What are you on about?
Romeo, you killed a bunch of dudes and yet I'm the one down here?
You're being paranoid, babe. There are women up here in heaven too, you know.
Oh, are they the kind that hand-feed gentlemen grapes all day? Oh, let me guess. They have perky double Ds, and you can see their nipples poking out through their togas. Tell me they aren't wearing togas.
American Apparel?
Angry face emoji, angry face emoji, angry face emoji!
Totally, dude. See you at the mud wrestling tonight. Whoopsies, that last text was meant for Tybalt. Did I tell you he and I buried the hatchet over a friendly game of Nerf ball?
Wait, my cousin is up there? But he stabbed Mercutio to death. I rest my case. He used to pull the wings off of butterflies when we were kids and chase me around with mutilated frog parts.
And you're still holding a grudge about it? You know, maybe if you were more forgiving, you'd be up here too. JC is big into that stuff, you know.
Oh, is he big into that stuff? Or is he just big into stuffing young girls' muffins? It's a fool's paradise up there, if you ask me.
Aw, come on, Sunshine. Don't be like that. Here's a little pic that might cheer you up. It's a selfie from that time we busted into your parents' liquor cabinet, and I held your hair back while you puked in the bidet.
Aw, that was sweet.
And here's another one.
A dick pic?
What? JC told me girls like that kind of thing. Why don't you send me a titty pic back? Jules? Juliet? Hello?
Hey, Ro, bad news. There's killer traffic between the 5th and 4th today. Like, literally. All the killers have to spend a whole week sitting in traffic as part of their punishment, so the borders are all backed up. Hey, babe. Bumped into Candace again. She's actually kind of sweet when you get to know her. Like, she's been teaching me a lot about personal responsibility and acceptance. I think we're gonna share a hostel room tonight. Miss ya, kisses. Me again. Yeah, still kicking around the circle of wrath. Lots of yelling, but it's all part of this new therapy run by Screamo, you know, from the Munch painting. I've actually been feeling much better. You know, Candace thinks I was only using you on Earth to rebel against my mother's stale life choices. Isn't she a riot? Hey, boo-boo, where are you at? Looking at our crescent moon and thinking of you. Hope you're having a good night. Hey, haven't heard from you in ages. Forget to charge your phone or something? Ro, you there? Ro? Ro? WTF, Ro?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby? Why haven't you been answering my texts?
Sorry, just getting them all now. JC took us on a field trip to the sun and the techs can't keep up with the speed of light or something. The motherfucking sun, Jules. We took turns roasting marshmallows to see how fast they would burn up. And Shakespeare's whole hand went up in flames, but then JC made it grow back, so then we all wanted to try. And of course Tibble just had to try with his dong. We died. It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh yeah, sounds real fucking hilarious.
Are you mad at me?
Would it have killed you to leave your frat bros behind for 2 seconds and write me back?
Just haven't had time to write. Doesn't mean I'm not thinking of you.
Hey, look, I'm not asking for you to write a bloody Shakespearean rap sonnet. I just want to feel like we're connecting. Or have you not noticed that I'm literally clawing my way through the circles of hell for you? I mean, did you even ask your boy JC about speeding things up? Or were you too busy making wiener jokes?
I'll ask him tomorrow. I swear. The Angels are hosting a 90s night, and he'll def be there. Hey, look up, sweets.
Yeah, the moon. I see it. Look, I gotta go. Candace's aunt has an in with the Visa people, and I'm getting bumped up to level 2. Gotta catch my ride.
Hey, did you butt dial me yesterday? I heard a lot of weird grunting. You're not cheating on me, are you?
Huh? Oh, no. Candy and I were just passing through the Circle of Lust. It was basically a Pornhub loop running 24/7. Seems like we might not have been doing things quite right that night back in Verona.
Well, maybe you can teach me some new moves once you get up here. When's that gonna be, you think? You almost make it to the first or what? Jonesing for a classic all-night makeout sesh with those lips of yours.
I don't know. Our bus broke down, so now we're literally hitchhiking through World War II. What are you up to? Oh no, let me guess. Moshing with Hendrix? Karaokeing with Sinatra? Doing jello belly shots with Cosby?
Whoa, what's with the tone? I think somebody's been hanging out a little too much with Candy, the murdering head case.
What, so she killed her husband? It was only because she was heartbroken? You of all people should appreciate the lengths people go to for love. Or maybe you only know about the lengths people go to for lust. Do you even still want me there? Or are those American Apparel angel babes company enough?
Ugh! Don't be cray! Look, this long distance thing has been hard, but we're almost home free. Did you see the Instagram of the graffiti mural I made with Warhol? It's you and me! The night we met at the ball. When we couldn't take our eyes off each other, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Welcome to the first level of hell, traitor.
Hey, Ro. Finally made it to the first. Betrayer's circle. Yay.
Funny, you being there and all.
Huh?
Bumped into your guardian angel at the pub last night. She was getting all loose-lipped on Moscow mules, and, she said she looked in your soul the night we died, and you had real doubts about the whole thing. Whether I was worth killing yourself for. You know, all this time, you've been questioning if I want you up here, but really, it's you who doesn't want to spend eternity with me.
So sue me. I had doubts. I wanted us to be together alive, but dead? That's a lot to ask. I mean, why'd you have to go and mess up the whole faking my own death plan back in Verona?
I did this for us. And now we can be young forever.
I was excited to get older. Like, maybe grow as a person? What are you doing up there with your precious eternal youth? Playing Nerf ball and what, doodling with spray paint?
Having
like a loser?
Fun is what it's all about up here. You'll see.
So what, we're just gonna party for eternity? Is that really what true love boils down to? Name one thing we even did together when we were alive that wasn't just making out.
Okay, look, you're right. Maybe I'm not fulfilling my potential up here, but you know what? Heaven is boring anyways. How about I come down to you?
I annulled the marriage, Ro.
What? Why?
Maybe in another afterlife, things could have been different. But you know what? I like where I'm at. Hell is hard and ugly, but I feel like I'm actually getting to know myself for the first time ever. I'm gonna head back to the 7th. For good.
But what about the moon?
It's just a fucking space rock, Row.
So that's it? We just never see each other again? Like, ever?
I guess not.
Oh, shit. What is this feeling? I didn't think you could be sad in heaven, but... Juliet, I'm sad. I'm really sad.
Yeah. Me too.
Fuck. It's raining chocolate sprinkles. Again. Everything's always so sticky up here. You know, I was watching the latest season of Beneath the Clouds last night. There was an episode about Verona. Seems like our deaths made peace between our families.
Well, that's something, right? Look, I gotta go.
Okay. You know, the sun was pretty great, but it'll always be the brightest light I know.
Goodbye, Ro. Say hi to JC, and tell God he's a sexist prick for me, will ya?
Okay, will do. Broken heart emoji.
Broken heart emoji. Sad pile of poop emoji. Wave goodbye emoji.
Welcome to the credits. Pen Pals is written and produced by Crystal Duhame and Mira Burt Wintonic. Sound design and mixing in this episode by Crystal Duhame. This episode featured Paul Rust, Noel Wells, and Seth Morris. Special thanks to Eric Vertanen. Pen Pals was inspired by the Samsa Seuss letters, which originally appeared on CBC's Wiretap. Special thanks to Jonathan Goldstein.
That was Romeo and Juliet from Pen Pals. To hear the rest of the 5-part Pen Pal series, do this now. Go to stitcherpremium.com/penpals. You'll hear Nancy Drew and Wonder Woman solving a case through Twitter, Amelia Earhart and Captain Ahab exchanging messages in a bottle while Amelia is lost at sea, and lots more. Give it a listen. We'll be back with more Love Me in a couple months. In the meantime, you can subscribe to Love Me on iTunes or at cbc.ca/loveme.
Guess who I sat next to? Prince! Prince! Prince!
Pop that P, huh?
Prince! Prince! Prince!
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.